morning. It's Tuesday morning and it's Ness Andrews and this is Life Church Daily Podcast. And this morning I thought we'd have a look at something that intrigued me actually in one of my books I'm reading, which has lots of interesting facts. And it's headed, Everyone Needs a Second Chance. And it's talking about in California, 95% of people think organ donation is a good thing. And for every organ donor has the potential to save 8 lives and enhance up to 75 others via gifting of organs, eyes and tissue donation. But out of this, only 45% of drivers actually sign up as organ donors, meaning 114,000 people are waiting for organs. Now, why is there such a discrepancy? Well, they looked into this. They have a department called the DMV, whereas in England, obviously, it's known as the DVLA. And it was such a palaver and a faff to have to sign up for an organ, to be an organ donor, all the forms you had to go through, that invariably most people just couldn't be bothered. And so they went to ground on this and thought, how can we entice people to sign up? And somebody came up with the idea of a second chance. And they got together with a few police departments in California. And they came up with an idea that where a driver was about to get a traffic ticket for a minor violation, if the officer saw a pink dot on their driving license, which was basically the symbol they were an organ donor, then they would give them a second chance. And they recorded this and they released it as an advert. And following that, the organ donations just grew significantly quickly. And the film that they recorded showed officers basically pulling over drivers and going to hand them a ticket. But instead of giving them the ticket, they would say, instead of a fine today, you get a second chance. And they'd look puzzled and say, why? They say, well, one, because you're willing to give your fellow citizens a second chance at life by registering as an organ donor. Two, because only half of Americans are registered donors and you're changing that statistic. Three, because the police department want to thank you for doing something for others. And four, because we want to remind you how easy it is to be a hero. And through this advertising, as I say, the numbers of donors suddenly escalated and they managed to get a much more even keel of people who required donors to who were actually donors. So it reminded me, I was thinking about this, I was thinking, you know, how many times have we said to people, oh, you only get one chance? Or if you're having a generous day or you sort of like that person, you may be persuaded to humbly extend them a second chance, as this is talking about. Does that relate to you? Can you think of a time when you've done that? And I thought, well, what does Jesus say about this? You know, he talks a lot about forgiveness, doesn't he? And that relates to giving people another chance. And in Matthew chapter 18, verse 21, Peter comes up to Jesus and asks, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to 7 times? And Jesus answers, I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times. And he goes on to explain how we should forgive people over and over again. And this is how it works in the kingdom of heaven. And so here we have a real example of Jesus is not saying, boy, don't just give them a second chance. He's saying, you know, you need to go over and over and over being humble and showing forgiveness and giving people as many chances, even as many as 77 times, if that's what it takes. And when we do this, we not only show to people the grace that is given to us through Jesus Christ, through our relationship with him, but we also actually inwardly grow ourselves because we get relieved of carrying maybe the hurt or the pain or the grief that has been passed on to us when somebody perhaps has hurt us, and by forgiving them or giving them that second chance can actually release us ourselves. So let us pray. Come Holy Spirit, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you teach us not to just give somebody one chance or even a second chance, but you ask us to keep on extending forgiveness and giving them as many chances as is needed. And Lord, how you do that to us time and time again. Father, I pray that for anybody today that might just be facing that decision-making process because somebody has done something or hurt them or annoyed them, then subject to obviously prayer, Lord, and leaning into you, then guide them, Lord, as to how they can come to a place of forgiveness for that person and perhaps extend them to a second or third or fourth or 77th chance. Amen.